Now, very important story coming out of the district court. Quickly, we go to Gil Taylor in New South Wales. G'day, Gil.
G'day, Ray.
Now, this is over, and I've been waiting for this one, the one-punch attacker, James Ian Longworth, a coward at every count, striking Fady Tabor and causing great damage to that poor man. A security man, Fred Tabor, or Fady Tabor as he's known, and he's been jailed today. How long did they give him?
3 years minimum, Ray, maximum 4 years, 10 months. In fact, the opening comments from Judge Cogswell were interesting. He opened by saying sometimes serious crimes are committed by good people.
Mm.
He indicated upright citizens in a moment such as that, they can then be a moment away from jail. He spoke of his depression at losing his father, and then they lost his ashes and all this sort of thing. He had 10 schooners that night. But, Ray, he also said the injury to Mr. Tabor is in the upper reaches of grievous bodily harm, and said that Mr. Tabor was vulnerable because of his job, giving a service to the community. He had his back to James Longworth. We have to remember that.
Yeah.
And that James Longworth was captured on CCTV, launching at Mr. Tabor after being refused entry to Bar 333 in the city. Mr. Tabor has ongoing issues such as seizures and had to have a cranial reconstruction. So,
well, it's funny. What was the reaction? Because I'm thinking it's a 10 years maximum for the sentence he was found guilty of.
It is.
And I had a fear that, you know, with everyone trotting out, you know, the character witness and all, and he's a nice bloke and he's, you know, walks old ladies across the road, that he may have escaped jail time. So I think 3 years is probably more than I thought he'd get, but not enough. What's the general view?
Well, the general view, Ray, we're going to find out very shortly when Mr. Tabor's family comes out. It was very quiet in court.
Mm.
Longworth was stony faced and there was no actual outward reaction, but they did gasp in court last time when he beat the more serious charge of grievous bodily harm with intent. So they weren't happy about that.
Mm.
And we'll get to hear comments from them shortly when they come out of court.
Well, that was a 25-year maximum, but 3 years, I suspect the family will say, well, yeah, 3 years is a long time, but it's not long enough. But we'll wait and see what they say. And if they're happy with it, I'm happy with it. If they're not, I suppose I'm not happy either. It's them that you'd want to satisfy, not me or anyone else.
Cheers. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks. Well, here in the news, that's Gil Taylor in the District Court of New South Wales.